We figured it might be quite important to understand what will actually happen on June the 24th, Brexit Day Zero, if Britain does decide to leave the EU.
The academic is Anand Menon, Professor of European Politics at King's College London, and he's also head of the UK in a Changing Europe initiative. Asking him the questions, we've got Gemma Ware, our Education and Society Editor.
There have been a lot of projections from both sides in the EU referendum campaign about what a Britain outside the EU would look like. Many of them are looking at the longer term. But what would actually happen the day after the referendum if the British public voted to leave the European Union? So, Anand, what would actually happen on June the 24th, the day after a Brexit?
If the UK votes to leave, several things will happen quite quickly. I suspect that David Cameron will have to think about when to resign, because I don't think his position will be tenable after the country has voted against a proposition that he has defended so strongly up and down the country. Whether he goes immediately or not, it's hard to say, because there might be a case for him to stay in place and to start the initial negotiations with the other EU member states, because the uncertainty of having voted to leave and having to choose a prime minister all at the same time would have very, very serious implications for the country. What I don't think will happen is what we used to call the Boris scenario before Boris committed himself to the Leave side, which is that we would vote to leave, everyone would go, oh my God, we'd go and talk to our European partners, they'd offer us a few concessions, and then we'd vote again and decide to stay. I don't think there's any possibility of having a second vote simply for political reasons. So we're talking about a glide path towards leaving. And this will include us talking to our partners, us deciding when we trigger Article 50. It won't be up to us simply. I'm sure that the other EU member states, once we've had this decision, will be keen to get it sorted out as soon as possible. So I don't think they'll be very patient and will allow us to wait for too long before invoking Article 50.
And what about citizens? What about EU citizens living in the UK or UK citizens living in the EU? Are they going to have to make plans pretty quickly?
Well, no. There are several things here. One, Article 50 negotiations will take 2 years and they might take more, and nothing happens until those negotiations are out of the way, first and foremost. So there will be a long grace period of at least 2 years and possibly longer. Second, I find it inconceivable that either side will think, let's come to a deal whereby we have to start deporting people already in place. Both camps have intimated, I mean, particularly the Leave camp had intimated that this is not what they'd be seeking to do. People already here would be absolutely safe. And I know that the Spanish Prime Minister has been making noises about what happens to the Brits currently in Spain. My response to that would be, well, he would say that, wouldn't he, because he wants us to vote to stay. So I think anything that other heads of state or government say should be treated with a pinch of salt, because they're angling for a certain outcome. My guess is, both because of practical reasons, out of humanity, if you like, and because of some residual rights under international law, that in fact people currently resident in another EU state of which they are not a citizen will be fine.
And what happens if it's very, very close?
A very, very close vote to leave on the back of a low turnout would, I think, still be fatal for David Cameron, but it might, I suppose, open up a little bit of space for whoever replaces him to say, look, this was very close, I'm going to go back, we're going to do it again. I still think that politically it's problematic, and it's problematic because so many of the people who want us to leave the EU have regularly criticised the EU for its willingness to rerun referenda in other countries. It puts them in a very delicate political situation to try that here.
And just finally, I mean, if it's a stay, if it's a Remain vote, is it just going to be a big sigh of relief across Europe, or will there be other ramifications?
Well, let me say three things about that. The first thing is margin is crucial. If we vote by 70-30 to stay, then actually that changes everything and we have committed our future to the European Union. If it's a narrow vote, if it's again the 51-49 on a low turnout, then we can expect the leavers to say it was rigged, we need to do it again. And if it's close, I suspect the political pressure to do this again will be immense. And within the next few years, we will. The third thing I would say is, even if we vote to stay in by a significant margin, Britain will not become a normal, nice, constructive EU member. If we vote to stay in, we'll vote grudgingly, bad-temperedly, in a sullen kind of don't like the EU, but it all sounds a bit frightening to leave kind of way, which means that none of the political problems around our membership, either in the general public or in the Conservative Party, will have been resolved. And actually, we'll almost be back to square one.